you know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, written by Joe Conley and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Will Wright, Hal March, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Charles Correll. You know, we have our share of winter colds in the Correll family, and one remedy we always have on hand is Anapac. Anapac seems to give relief at any stage of a cold, no matter when you start taking it. And the people at Rexall tell me that that's because it combines antihistamine with APC compound. So why not give this wonderful Rexall product a try in your family? It's spelled A-N-A-P-A-C. Anapac, and you'll find it at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Well, the kingfish's brother-in-law, Leroy, has been in California for the last 6 months. This suits the kingfish fine, but Sapphire and her mother have been worried about not hearing from the baby of the family. But today, a letter arrived in New York from Leroy.
Oh, George, Leroy says he's got just wonderful accommodations in California.
Yeah, where did you put him this time, San Quentin or Alcatraz?
George Stevens, what are you talking about? My son Leroy ain't never been in no trouble in his whole life.
No trouble? How about that time that he was the trainer at Jamaica Racetrack, and they got him for stimulating the horses? They did, too. They got suspicious that he was putting something in the feed when one of the horses run a half a mile in 35 seconds flat.
Well, George, that ain't so fast. Lots of horses does it.
Not while they're dragging the starting gate, they don't.
Say, Mama, why don't you show George the picture postcard Leroy enclosed for him?
Oh, Goofy remembered me, huh? Picture postcard. Let me see here. Yeah, pretty picture. It says, pictured here is the world-famous Forest Lawn Cemetery.
Well, there's a message on the other side, George.
Yeah, dear George, this is a wonderful spot. Wish you was here. What you... yeah.
Wish you was here.
Take it easy there, Mama. I ain't heard nothing screeching like that since down at the zoo when the porcupine crawled into the kangaroo's pouch. What else did the California cornball have to say?
Well, George, Leroy is doing very well out there, and he wants us to ship out his car.
Ship out his car?
Yes, the car you stored for him 6 months ago in the shed behind the lodge.
Oh, yeah, that car, that's the one he wants us to send him, huh?
Wait a minute. That car's still down there in the shed, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, Mama, it's still down there.
Well, you go down there and make arrangements to have it shipped to California.
I'll do that right away. Telling me to ship Leroy's car to California. If I'd have had any courage, I would have told them two that I done wrecked that thing 3 months ago. Boy, just being a coward, though, sure saves a lot of bloodshed.
What is this again, Andy? You say the kingfish is in a jam about his brother-in-law's car.
Yeah, Amos. Leroy done left it in the lodge hall shed up on block 6 months ago.
Yeah?
So one day, me and the kingfish decided to drive it around the block and keep the battery charged.
Yeah.
Well, the next thing we knowed, it was 3 months later, and there was 20,000 miles on the speedometer.
Well, how did the car get wrecked? Are you talking about wrecking?
Well, you see, the Kingfish didn't give the car no service, and the brakes was in bad shape, and the tires was smooth. And we was out riding one day, and the pavements was kind of wet, and the Kingfish wasn't being too careful.
This car of Leroy's, drive pretty good, don't it?
Well, you better start slowing down, Kingfish. I see the light done turned red up ahead there.
Yeah, well, I still got a couple of hundred feet from the corner there. No use to be in a hurry. All right, now I'll put on the brakes and ease the thing to a stop. There.
Kingfish, watch out for that cement truck.
What cement truck?
That one.
We was sitting, was we sitting here in the back seat when we put on the brakes?
No, and look here, Kingfish. The spout done come off of the truck and it's pouring cement under the hood. You think that's gonna hurt the motor?
Well, I don't think so, Andy. That's the motor laying over there in the gutter with the front wheel.
Right. Hey, Kingfish, look, the truck driver's getting out. Uh-oh, look at him. He sure is a big fella.
Yeah, he's coming over here too, ain't he?
All right, Buster, what's a big idea? Let me see your license.
Awesome. There you will. There you is right there.
Uh-huh, it says on here, must wear glasses while driving. Well, why aren't you wearing them?
Is that what they say on there? Well, I tell you, Muslim, my eyes are so bad I never could read what they done stamped on there.
Yeah, you can't do nothing to him, mister. This man is blind as a bat.
Yeah, Muslim. You got nothing on me. I got bad eyes, and you can't fight nature, I tell you that.
I just want your name and address so I can send the report into my company. You didn't damage my truck any. You ran into me, so we're not liable.
What do you mean you ain't liable? You can't.
Shut up, shrimp.
Yeah, sir. Thank you, sir. Well, then, don't just sit there. Climb out through that hole in the roof, and we'll see if we can get this bus home. We'll call the wrecking company, and we'll have them sweep this thing up later.
Well, that certainly was a mess, all right, Andy.
Oh, yeah. Well, the wrecking company towed the car back to the lodge hall and dumped it in the shed.
Yeah, and now Leroy wants the Kingfish to ship the car to him. He don't know about it being busted.
That's right.
Yeah, the Kingfish certainly is in a spot all right, ain't he?
Well, no, it ain't so bad. You see, he found Leroy's insurance policy. So the Kingfish is going down to the insurance company and put in a claim for collision. He figures he'll get enough money to fix up the car.
Yeah, well, I guess he could. Here's the Kingfish now.
Well, hiya, Kingfish.
Well, hello there, boy.
What's the matter, Kingfish?
Yeah, you look like you had some bad news.
Well, I did. When Leroy put his car up on the blocks, why, he kept his fire and theft insurance, but he canceled the collision.
Holy mackerel. That puts you in a spot. Sapphire and her mama's bound to find out. What you gonna do?
I don't know, but if I was a Japanese, right now would be the time to get out my sword and commit beri-beri. That's what I'm saying.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, one of the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. The throat lozenges called lozothricin are a good example. These lozenges are especially effective because they combine the pain relief of aspirin with the antibiotic action of tirothricin. That's why lozothricin provides both relief and protection in cases of irritated throat. I might add that these lozenges have a very pleasant cherry menthol flavor. So remember to get lozothricin. That's lozothricin. Lozothricin. At Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Yes, that's the whole story, Calhoun. I done wrecked Leroy's car. Now, there ain't no insurance on it.
Now I suppose to ship it to him in California.
Yeah, Algonky, what do you think of this mess?
Well, Kingfish, it sounds to me like you done committed another case of self-inflicted barbecue.
Self-inflicted barbecue?
Yeah. You done cooked your own goose.
Yeah, I know that, Calhoun, but is there any way that I can get out of this mess?
Well, I'm just thinking here, Kingfish. Suppose you were to take out a collision policy now and rearrange the date of the accident.
Yeah, I think I see what you mean there. You mean take out a policy and then report the accident like it just happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Calhoun, you showed us in on the dishonest side.
Oh, no, no. You just doing what they does with a delayed broadcast on the radio.
What you mean, Calhoun?
You is only bringing them the accident at a more convenient time.
That's all I can do, I guess.
Yeah, that's about all. Well, I gotta be running along, boys. Yeah,
where are you going, Calhoun?
Going to visit my cousin Murgatroyd.
Oh, Murgatroyd, the bebop hipster, huh? Yeah. Is he in town?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, last Sunday he told me he wanted to go over and visit New Jersey. So I told him to take the new drawbridge.
Oh, yeah, the new drawbridge.
Yeah, and old Murgatroyd got in his car and started across the bridge. You see, he didn't see that the thing was opening. Drift right off the bridge into 80 feet of water.
Mackerel, what happened?
Well, they done fished him out and give him artificial respiration. You know, the poor boy almost drowned.
Oh, sure. That was really something.
It sure was. So I went to see him, I did, and I said to him, I said, Murgatroyd, how you like the new bridge? And he said, man, that's going to be real crazy when they get it finished.
Well, Andy, here's the insurance company. Now we go in and we take out the policy on Leroy's car.
Yeah, and that was a smart thing we done, too. Having that old wreck towed over and parked right in front of the insurance company's office here.
Oh, yeah, Andy. Ought to make the thing look real legitimate here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's get on in here.
How do you do? May I help you?
Yes, sir. I'd like to get a collision policy on a 1946 coupe.
I see. Well, we have several excellent policies. Here's one that covers collision, upset, contact with a moving vehicle or stationary object, damage resulting from...
Will it cover us if we get hit with a cement truck while we're waiting for a red light?
Of course. It also covers all risks involving...
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Fine. But don't you want to read the policy?
No, thank you, sir. No, as long as it got the cement truck clause in there. Tell you what, mister, just give me a pen and I'll put my John Hamhock on the thing there. You see.
Very well. Here you are. Yeah. Now, if you'll put down your address, we'll bill you for the premium.
Yeah, sir, I'll write it right down here now, yeah.
I got the blotter right here, Kingfish.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe we've ever sold a policy this quickly before.
Yeah, sir. Tell me this, mister, when does this policy go into effect?
Why, it's in effect as of now.
Now? Yeah, well, thank you very much, mister. Thank you. And we'll see you again sometime.
Yeah, so long, mister. So long.
Well, you got the policy all right, Ender. That was easy.
It sure was. What do we do now, Kingfish?
Well, we just wait a few seconds out here in the hall, Ender. We don't want to be too obvious.
No. No.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, sir. I'd like to report an accident.
But just a minute. You're the two men who were just in here and took out a policy.
That's right. And while we was in here signing up for the thing, why, the car was completely demolished out front.
Yes, sir. That's right. According to the eyewitnesses, it must have happened while the ink was drying on the signature.
You say this accident happened in front of the building just now?
Oh, yes, sir. You can go look for yourself. Look at it. It's the car with the lump of concrete where the motor ought to be.
You see. Well, this is most unusual. Yeah. If you'll sit down there a minute, I think I'll have one of our attorneys speak to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, see that, Ender? We're really getting action here, boy. Yeah, you're going to get a lawyer to speed up paying us the claim, you see.
Oh, yeah, this is a good company, all right. That's a nice-looking policy they give us, too.
Yeah, look at it there with all the official curlicues, the big seal with the blue ribbon on it there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, give you a lot of confidence in the company, you know it?
Yeah, and look at all that big printing there. Yeah, what do it say?
Say, company assumes all liability. Claims promptly paid, cash or certified check. Boy, it sure is a free and easy company, ain't it, boy?
Oh, yeah. What did the small print say there?
Small print, I done left my bifiscal glasses at home, yeah. Let me see, I think I can squint the meaning out of it, yeah. Let's see, with penalties for defrauding. $5,000 fine, 6 years in the penitentiary.
What did that mean?
That mean if they come to try to defraud us, we can throw them in jail for 6 years.
This is great, you know. It keeps squinting there. That's right.
In case of misrepresentation or fraud, the insurer can take criminal action against the insuree.
Uh-oh. Something tells me this company ain't as free and easy as we thought they were.
Andy, the key to the whole thing is right here. Is we the insurer or the insuree?
Well, I don't know if we is the insurer or the insuree, but I think we're going to end up sitting in the jailie. What you think we ought to do, Kingfish?
Well, Andy, as the boy said on the burning deck, I think it is time to go in search of cooler surroundings. Come on.
Is that you, George?
Yes, sweetheart, it's your husband.
Did you arrange to ship Leroy's car to California yet?
No, I ain't yet, honey. I ain't got around to it yet.
I knew you wouldn't. Well, you can just forget about it.
I can?
Yes. Me and Mama will go down to the lodge hall tomorrow and ship the car out ourselves.
Well, now, wait a minute, Chell. Wait a minute. Now, don't you go down there. You can't do that.
Now, look, George Stevens, I'm warning you. If anything done happen to Leroy's car, me and Mama is going to hold you personally responsible. Now, I'm going in and help Mama with the dinner.
Oh, me. Wait till they find out what happened. Talk about having to deal with monsters. There's two fire-eating dragons that would make St. George turn in his membership card into knighthood union.
Friends, this is Harlow Wilcox with a conversation I overheard between a fat man and his wife. The man was saying something like this. Well, I tell you, I'm a busy man. I can't take time to count calories.
But, honey, you don't have to count calories with the Delafield Reducing Plan for Men. The menus give you the right amounts of the right foods.
No, but I like to eat between meals.
Oh, well, I know. And that's exactly where the Delafield Appetite Reducing Wafers come in.
Appetite reducers, eh? Well, now, that's not a bad idea.
And you should see the big, inspiring book you get. It shows how to lose weight easily and surely. Until you're the irresistible, young-looking man I married.
Well, that was the conversation, friends. If any part of it applies to you, and if your doctor says your excess weight is not organically caused, why not try the famous Delafield Reducing Plan for Men? Sold exclusively at Rexall Drugstores, the stores with the orange and blue sign.
Where's we going, Kingfish? You got a way to get out of this mess.
Andy, look here. We go into a used car dealer and buy a second-hand car, the exact year and model and color that Leroy had.
Oh, I see. Then when Sapphire and her mama sees it, they won't know what happened to the other one.
Yeah, Andy, you catching on.
Yeah, but wait a minute here, Kingfish. You ain't got no money or nothing. How you gonna buy a car?
Look, Andy, I see this ad in the newspaper. Look at the thing here. Read the thing.
Yeah, let's see. Generous Jerry, the trading fool. No down payment, 3 years to pay, no extras, make your own deal, nothing down, nothing later. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know something? I see that generous Jerry on television.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's got that late hour movie show. Mm-hmm. Last week he was showing Rudolph Valentino in The Son of the Sheik.
Yeah, that's the boy, isn't it?
Oh, he's really a salesman, too. You know, he had so many commercials in that picture, it took Valentino 8 hours to get the gal into his tent.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here's his lot right here. Here's General's Jerry's lot, boy.
Oh, yeah, look at there. He sure got a lot of cars, ain't he?
Yeah, there's the same make and model car and the same paint job, look at there, as Leroy's car.
Yes, sir, sure is.
Yeah, and I don't see no price on it. Got a sign on there say, no offer refused. Come on, let's get into the office here and talk to General's Jerry himself.
Yeah, okay. Okay, come on.
There's nobody in here.
Well, how do you do?
Excuse me, we didn't see you crouch behind the door there.
Is you the trading fool?
Yeah, that's me. Generous Jerry.
Well, now, Mr. Jerry, we likes that 1946 coupe outside there.
Yeah, the one that say, no offer refused.
Yeah, so that's the one, how much, Mr. Jerry, for that car?
Oh, we don't set prices around here. You're doing business with a trading fool. The customer makes his own deal.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good. Well, now, I'll make it, huh? Let me see, what would you say to $500?
Well, I paid $800 for it, but I got no willpower. It's a deal.
Fine, now, what about the monthly payment?
Anything you say, my friend, you're the boss.
Yeah, well, now let me see, I think I could afford $25 a month.
Well, that's fine with me. Now, how long do you want to take to pay it back?
Kingfish, I think you ought to take at least 24 months.
Oh, don't be silly. Why rush yourself? Instead of $25 a month for 24 months, why don't you spread it out?
Spread it out?
Why, sure. Make it easy on yourself. Pay me $25 a month for 36 months. How's that, Fran?
Oh, boy, that sounds wonderful. You know, you sure is a nice fella.
Yeah, no, I suppose you want to know something about my credit rating?
Not at all. Your face is your credit. Yeah. Here are the keys. Just drive it home.
Yeah, sir. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. We'll go get the car. Excuse me for protruding, Mr. Generous Jerry, but the door is locked here.
Oh, yes, so it is. Well, I tell you what, before I unlock it, I wonder if I could have your name. Just formality, you know.
Glad to give him a name.
Fine. Just sign it on the bottom of this little old 3-page contract here.
Right here.
Yeah, that's it.
There you are.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, would you mind unlocking the door there, Mr. Trading Fool?
Just a minute. There are one or two other little formalities to take care of.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and while we're in the signing mood, I wonder if you'd put your name on a few of these papers here.
Yeah, so I guess I could. I got a pen right here in my hand.
All right. There you are.
Yeah, so what is that?
A chattel mortgage on your furniture.
What's this next one?
A lien on your life insurance. An attachment on your bank account. A garnishee on all future salary. And in case of legal action, this waiver of all rights as an American citizen. There you are. Now, I know you're going to have a lot of pleasure out of your automobile. Drop by and see us anytime. Just make sure it isn't later than the 6th of the month.
Well, there she is, Andy. We got the car from Generous Jerry in the shed here. Looked pretty good sitting there, too, don't it, boy?
Oh, yeah. And with us dumping Leroy's old wreck out in the woods, Sapphire and Mama will never know what happened.
Oh, yeah, Andy. I sure got myself out of a spot, didn't I?
Sure did.
Now when I get home tonight, I can
face them with a clear conscience, you know.
Oh, yeah, you got yourself out of a mess, all right. Say, it's early. Let's go over and shoot a couple of games of pool before lunch.
Swell, Andy. Then maybe you can come up to my place for supper later in the day.
No, I'm going to go home and watch television. You know, Generous Jerry going to show the Sheik again tonight. See, he throws a lot of commercials in there, but sooner or later, something's going to happen in that tent.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's 7:15. I was a little late for supper. Well, I guess I better get on in the house here. Sapphire, dear, I'm home.
George Stevens, come in here. Me and Mama wants to speak to you.
Now, wait a minute. What's up?
Where you been all day? We've been trying to get hold of you.
Well, I've been around. Did you ship Leroy's car off to California?
Now, look, George, you don't have to pretend no longer. Me and Mama done found out you wrecked Leroy's car.
Yes, George. Amos come by and told us how you demolished it 2 months ago.
Amos?
Yes. We was awful mad at first, but he talked a long while and finally persuaded us to forgive you.
Yes, this time we gonna do what Amos made us promise to do. This time we gonna forgive and forget.
Well, now wait a minute, Chair. I don't care what that stool pigeon Amos said. The car down in that shed ain't no wreck.
Oh, now, George, don't try to pretend. The wrecked car is out of our minds and out of our lives.
What do you mean?
Well, this afternoon, me and Mama phoned a junk dealer to go down to the shed and make us an offer on the car.
A junk dealer?
Yes, and junk must be worth more than we thought. He just gave us $75 for that car.
Oh, no.